This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour now, it's the... Why is it I'm so quickly, I swallow my words because I'm so excited I want to get into stuff right away. So I have to be a better announcer, and I pronounce myself, husband and wife, no, the DJV program, Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn's off a couple of days this week. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner to discuss the issues of the day, the things that are important to all of us, the infrastructure plan. The need, it seems, is to get both Republicans and Democrats on board. Joe Biden says it's a generational investment. I'm not sure I agree with that at all. I think that it's a play to help the unions. I've said this, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times on the air over the years. At what we don't know, what we don't pay attention to. And, you know, if you listen to this program, it's kind of a counterculture approach, at least from a point of view. A little bit of anarchy that's in my soul and in my blood wants to just sort of stick it to these people because nobody's telling you the truth. Now, you can say, well, Doug, how do we know that what you're saying is the truth? And then I use the term fact. So the fact is that roads built in pretty much every other major economically successful country last 10 to 20 times longer than the roads that we have in America. That's a fact. Go to Europe, anywhere in Europe.
You don't see potholes. They don't exist.
No, they don't. You don't see the roads crumbling, bridges crumbling. This is a pure play to the union so they will support the Democrats or the Republicans or whoever is there. And it's your money they're using to buy their vote. And the money that you pay in road taxes, astronomical amount of money, gets collected. And by the way, you know, what you don't know is that the Educational Trust Fund, the Social Security Trust Fund, the Highway Trust Fund, and the Airport Trust Fund all have zero money in them. You put money in there, and the members of Congress take it out and use it for other stuff. That's what, if you look at the bill that we're talking about here, the infrastructure thing is calling for an increase on road taxes. What is the guy who's an independent trucker who pays gajillions? I was talking to the guy who hauls some things to an auction for me. He charged me $1,500 to move stuff from here to Albany, New York, just down the other side of Albany. And then he was going over, I said, I used to get this done for $400 or $500. He says, yeah, but you didn't have to pay the taxes that we have to now, the road taxes. He said to get across the George Washington Bridge in an 18-wheeler, how much do you think it costs? You want to take a guess, ladies?
I know they charge by the axle, right?
Yep.
So I do know that much, but
yep.
Not All sure right. how many axles an 18-wheeler has.
300? 400?
Axle, an 18-wheeler has six axles.
Six?
I'm sorry. Yeah, six axles.
$20 an axle?
No, not six. They have five axles. There's three axles on the tractor, and there's two axles on the trailer.
It's $20 an axle, right?
Well, it used to be. It's now been moved up to $40 an axle.
Wow.
To get across. How do these guys, most of them are independent, how do you expect them to survive? And how do you expect our economy to thrive when you keep mismanaging and keep charging people for your mismanagement? Whether it's the state or whether it's the feds, it's mismanagement. It's not right. It's not fair. And it's most people don't pay any attention to it because you're too busy, you know, absorbed in some sports activity on your device. So anyway, that's part of this whole business here. Speaking of sports, the NCAA has taken a very large step toward allowing athletes to profit. This has been a discussion that's been going on for years, and I think in the last week or two you've seen a lot of movement here, ladies, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the council supporting a policy that allows athletes to profit from their name, their image, their likeness, if you will. So how does this shake out, though? Is it like at Ohio State, everybody's going to get, is it money that they put in and is divided up equally? Or do the players who get more notice get more money?
Yeah, that's, I think that's exactly
it. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, if your last name is Smith and your jersey is the top selling jersey at the Ohio State bookshop, then yeah, you will get a percentage of that. You should be able to profit from that. And so that's this is essentially the board of directors from the NCAA. They're actually meeting today to review and vote on this. It's going to take a few days of deliberations, but they're starting that process. And so some states have these laws already: Alabama, Florida, Georgia, huge basketball and football states. And so those athletes are able to participate in what they call the NIL, that's name, image, likeness. They're able to participate in that. They can make money from signing autographs. They can do endorsement deals, things like that. Now, the Supreme Court has backed this up. Remember last week we talked about student-athletes can receive education-related
payments?
Well,
that's where this kind of started. The conversation started with that vote, I think, much as anything else.
Well, this conversation's been going. That
going
was
on
education-wise,
for a long time,
but the name, image, likeness has been a huge debate. And so if this moves forward, this is a billion-dollar industry. College sports is a billion-dollar industry. So if it moves forward,
betting
it will make it
on all this.
Well, there you go. That brings some stuff into sports betting is legal in a lot of states. So, there are a lot of complications with it, but it is interesting that they're moving forward.
All right. You know who Mia Hamm is?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this is
do
a
you?
Soccer.
I guess that's the question.
Yeah, no, I do. She's a soccer player. I know that. She was around for a long time. Now there's a Sports Illustrated card that came out when she was at the height of her career, and it sold in an auction yesterday for $34,440. It is the most expensive card, rookie card anyway, that has ever been sold at an auction. Female
or a woman,
sports
I guess,
card.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Female.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So when you look at, again, I don't even understand.
That's exciting. I mean, I'm sure she probably wishes that she had the card that she was selling.
Right, exactly.
But, that is exciting. I mean, trading cards right now, playing cards, are just, it's unbelievable. It's, you know, you were talking about diamonds kind of, you know, having a spike in sales during the pandemic. Well, sports memorabilia and collectibles was, I think, hit an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I guess if you have
previous record. Had been a card, Serena Williams rookie card sold at an auction like this for $14,000. Which reminds me, didn't she get hurt? What happened? She was supposed to be in Wimbledon. What's going on with that?
Yeah, she had to pull out. She had a leg injury.
What'd she do? Fall down? Trip? What happened to her? Anybody know?
She could have pulled something. I don't know. I saw her kind of limping. So
yeah. She tried to make it through, and then she just couldn't do it anymore. She was in tears. She had to walk off, and she got a standing ovation by the crowd, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's good. She's a great player, and has accomplished great things. As a matter of fact,
she's one win away from. She has 23 major titles, and the record is 24. One away from
who holds the record?
Tying. Margaret Court,
maybe. Oh,
Margaret Court, the Australian player. Yeah,
she was 24.
Yeah, and I would have thought that it would have been what was her name? Played with at the same time Margaret Court did, American player who was very gay, but that
Billie Jean King.
No, well, she was gay, but no, it wasn't Billie.
Martina Navratilova?
Ah, that's it, Martina Navratilova.
Yeah, I actually would have, I think her records were beat by Steffi Graf, so I would have guessed. Yeah, I would have guessed it would be Steffi, but that's interesting that it's Margaret Court.
Mm-hmm. Here we are, the Sports Authority, the DJB
Well, tennis
program.
I can talk about, because I played tennis my whole life, so yeah, I can, soccer and tennis and hockey I can talk about, but you bring up baseball and basketball, and I'm like, out. Thank God Jay knows stuff.
Baseball. Yeah, well, that's it. Thank God Jay knows stuff. Yeah. That is the word.
Well, I asked, the reason I say that is because you asked her, she mentioned that there was a point guard from, I don't know, the Lakers who was robbed at gunpoint, that story from earlier in the week, and you said, well, he only averages 10 points a game. And so Jay said, well, no, but for a point guard, you know, like you have to add in the assists and things like that, which I confirmed that night with my husband, who's a sports producer. And I said, you know, is 10 points for a point guard, is that good? He goes, well, if you add it, he goes, it's probably how many passes he has. It's probably 20 points, really, when you add it in. He goes, and yes, that's very good. So Jay was 100% right. I knew nothing, so I was happy.
That's fair for Jay.
When Lewis
Jay
confirmed
Bird.
It.
Along with Victoria and Doug at 16 after the hour. This is the DJV Show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Just discussing the merits of the quality of singing of Johnny Mathis versus, who was the country singer?
Toby Keith.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't know how you could compare the two, but okay.
Yeah. No comparison.
You know me, I can come up with a comparison for almost anything. One more Supreme Court thing. It seems like, and I think this is interesting, and I think it's compelling, actually, all of these rulings. I don't remember there being so much stuff coming out of the Supreme Court anyway. They have ruled now the feds can give a private company the power to take land from states. You know, eminent domain, how municipalities and states can take your land. If you don't want to sell it, they'll take it anyway and give you a really bad return on your investment because that's what they do. So now the Supremers have said that the feds can give private companies the power to take that land, which I think is a very bad, I don't know what they, now there's a gas pipeline in New Jersey where you are, Victoria. Mm-hmm. That was the subject of the ruling, frankly. I don't think it's a good idea, frankly. Private companies should not have the power. I mean, where does it stop? So somebody looks at my house and says, the guy who runs the power company says, I want to live there. So let's, in the name of the power company, take this guy's house. Yeah. Where does it stop? Huh? Right?
I don't know. That's pretty scary, actually.
Yeah. I don't buy that one.
What was the ruling count? Do you know?
Well, that's something, I think it was 6-3, but I wouldn't swear to that until I actually, 5-4, sorry. Yeah. 5-4
vote.
So
that's probably conservative versus liberal.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's a pipeline case, yes. I have no problem with the pipelines, like a lot of others. If they go in the right place, we have like 84 of them all across the country, so it's not like we didn't have plenty of them. But let the private parties take the land, no, not a good idea. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show, social media, Twitter at DJV Show, as well as Instagram. So Jay Kirshner is in charge of all of that work and the connections that we make with you. She guides them. And where do we get the biggest play? Is it Facebook and then Twitter and then Instagram in that order, would you say? And am I leaving something out?
Yeah. I would say pretty much that. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Right. Okay. So trending is this James Corden. I have liked him. I like his – he sort of is appealing, but – more and more people have been saying maybe this is because the guy's getting more successful and people always throw dirt on people, other people who are becoming more successful than they are. So the word on the street is that he's not so easy to get along with. Have you heard that, Jay?
I have. I actually read this one story. I don't know how accurate it was, but talking about seeing James Corden on a plane, and he was seated next to a woman with a crying baby, and he actually was being very kind to this woman, didn't seem annoyed or anything, and then at the end, when it was time for everybody to get off the flight, the woman's like, "Will you please hold your child so I can get the bag or whatever?" And turned out like it was his kid, and I don't know how real that story was. It was just somebody that had posted online. I thought it was comical.
All right, so why is he trending online?
Well, his one of the games that he plays with his guests is Spill Your Guts, where they're asked, you know, you take turns asking a question that you kind of don't want to answer, and you can either answer it or you have to eat something pretty gross.
What's an example? What might be an example of that?
Let's see. When Harry Styles was filling in for James Corden, he and Kendall Jenner were playing the game, and Kendall asked Harry Styles, "What song on your new album did you write about me?" And so he didn't want to answer it, so he ate something gross. And typically, a lot of, you know, the different items that people have to eat are more of Asian-influenced items. A century-old egg, a street fare that Americans might deem very, very gross. I've also seen other things, like Rocky Mountain oysters, which are American.
Sheep balls.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's a petition started from somebody who has gained more than 45,000 signatures calling for an end of Spill Your Guts, saying, you know, it adds to the rhetoric of Asian hate.
Who is it that has enough time? to go out and get 45,000 signatures.
Well, it's online.
A late night program.
This is good PR
for Corden. That's all I take away from it. It's saying it
encourages anti-Asian, you know, racism, and they're mocking foods of Asian cultures. And
is there anybody who doesn't have a chip on their shoulder about something?
I don't know.
Okay, so Jay,
you were about to say, did he respond? Because I haven't heard what he said.
He did respond. He responded. He apologized. He said it was never his intention. The show is to have, like, everybody have fun, and he's never meant to hurt anybody. They're not going to get rid of the segment because it's very beloved.
Good.
People love playing it. They're just going to change up the food. It's going to be more like things that might wreck a diet, or hot dog juice, or
bull tongue with blood jelly
or something. It's going to be kind of stuff like that.
Have you ever tasted tongue?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You know what? No. The tongue of a cow. You go to a butcher shop, and the tongue is a tongue of a cow. Have you ever tasted it? I can't get past the texture. Oh, my God. It's awful. Yeah. It's like eating liver. There's nothing worse than eating liver. My God. But then, sometimes people eat stuff, they don't know what it is, and they don't mind, like eating crickets or something. Mm.
I had a friend that tried one of the cicadas. You know how it's a cicada craze right now, and people are trying it? One of my friends actually tried it, and she said the taste itself wasn't gross, but what got her hung up was when one of the wings got stuck at the front of her teeth.
Oh, my God. I'm so grossed out. I'm so thoroughly grossed out right now.
Oh, my God. There you go. How's that going with your Cheerios, folks? Think about that, or whatever it is that you're having, Lucky Charms.
Well, I don't need to eat breakfast now.
28 past the hour on the DJV program.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Boostar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Boostar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried Boostar.
Boostar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A grand jury in Manhattan, New York indicted the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, Wednesday. The exact charges were not immediately clear, but reports are citing people familiar with the matter say they are related to unpaid taxes. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, condemning the DA investigation. President Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott made a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border on Wednesday. The two held a roundtable discussion and later visited a portion of the unfinished border wall.
Their lives and their property and their families are being overrun with the people who are coming across the border. I cannot tell you the number of people who told me that they've had guns brandished in their face. Their children live in fear about just playing in their own yard. Neighborhoods are overrun. Property is being broken into. Ranches are being destroyed. Yeah.
During the roundtable, the president said the country is sick right now. We are USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
President Biden in Wisconsin Wednesday says it's now or never with regards to the infrastructure plan. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is hitting the road to pitch his infrastructure plan to the American people. The president, spending time Tuesday in La Crosse, Wisconsin, suggesting there would be no coming back for seconds regarding infrastructure when it comes to basic infrastructure spending, such as roads, bridges, and public transportation. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman tells CNBC he can get behind the president's bipartisan bill so long as it stays focused on improving the economy.
My hope is that for Democrats, you know, they focus on what's good for the economy, and it, raising taxes right now, particularly making our country less competitive at a time when we finally have a tax rate for not so much corporations is what I'm concerned about, but the workers, because most of the benefit of the tax cuts went to the workers based on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office and other economic analysis. We've talked about that on this show before. When you raise those taxes, particularly raising them five times higher than we cut them in 2017, it's going to really hurt our workers in terms of wages and benefits and competitiveness.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hockey Stanley Cup Finals continued Wednesday from Tampa Bay, Florida. The Montreal Canadiens are having a tough time with the Lightning, losing again 3-1. Tampa Bay now leads the best-of-seven series 2-0. Game 3 is Friday evening on NBC. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Four after the hour now on the inspirational program. This is not like K-Love, but a lot of times do we have inspiration as our focus. Here's an inspiration for you, ladies. Victoria's here. Jay's here. There's a new hydrogel that can help build artificial tendons. I've been looking at this because I have a problem with my left leg, my left ankle. The tendons are all gone. All the muscles, all the strength. I fell into a hole about 10, 12 years ago, tearing down a house, and it sprained all of the ligaments and everything in there. And so my ankle, the left ankle, is larger than the right one because nothing healed right. So apparently, according to a doctor, this hydrogel could replace the tendons that I have. It's from lobsters. So basically what they're able to create is a 3D printed copy of a lobster shell.
So you're going to have a tendon that's made from a lobster shell?
Well, I'm thinking
that's like, first of all, so New England, which I love.
What do you mean?
Like, it's like the most New England solution ever. Let's eat a lobster.
Takes a lobster.
And then we're just going to, like.
Yeah, well, actually, it's been done. The engineering was done at MIT, so yeah, okay, I get that.
It is very funny.
Yeah.
Well, we need to be able to queue up some B-52s right now. Rock lobster.
Rock lobster.
All right, so that's the research department for today. The House has voted to remove the Confederate statue, 285 to 120, the honor that was given to people who defended the Confederacy. See, I don't like any of these things. But there's a piece of our country that still supports this. Not saying it's right, but, you know, we're replacing a lot of stuff. I'm not suggesting that this isn't a good one to remove, but I think we've gone a little bit too far since George Floyd's death. We've pushed the envelope the other way. And at some point, it's kind of like resistance to masks. We've had it with it. And I think I think that we're doing ourselves a disservice, those of us who believe in equality and those of us who believe that we have, I don't believe in paying reparations, but I think you look back at the history of this country and it's pretty sordid when it comes to men owning other men, stuff like that. Even the founders of our country, that's certainly no strange conversation anymore. And so there are those who on the 4th of July, by the way, we'll be here doing the program live on the 5th, the 4th of July is about our country and what it stands for. Well, what it has stood for. There's some pretty sordid stuff in the history of our country. And if we go back to the time when, and we're celebrating this on July 4th, the Declaration of Independence and who signed it and what their real life was all about, it's part of the history of the country that doesn't get told well, but yet it's there. So my own philosophy is you don't go backwards. We aren't those people. I'm not responsible for what was done by the signers of the Constitution. John Hancock, even though he was a New Englander, okay, so he was a New Englander. I'm supposed to be responsible for what he did just because I live in New England? That's how silly some of this stuff has gotten. But having said that, these statues that are a part of a lot of southern states' history, taking them down is irritating a lot of people. But I think this was something that was in the House of Representatives, in the Capitol building itself, wasn't it, this statue?
Yeah, this is the National Statuary Hall in the Capitol building, the collection. So each state sends, I think a lot of people are confused about how this works, too, so it's probably good to explain it. Each state gets to send two statues to the Capitol to be part of the collection. So each state chooses who they want to honor. And so Congress can't just remove the statues, but they can take them out of public view. So what they're going to do now is these Confederate statues are going to be returned to whichever states they came from. A lot of states have actually already even swapped out the Confederate statues for, and have replaced them with other people that they want to honor. So it's really not that big of a deal. But to see, to hear some people, on the far right talk about it, it's like the end of the world. It's not at all. So states can take those statues back if they want. They can put them in their own state capitol buildings if they want. They can do whatever they want with them, but they're not going to be in the national capitol. So, and so it's essentially everybody gets every state gets to pick two people that they want to honor. I think it's really interesting. I mean, it's been, a couple hundred years of those same old, slave owners hanging out in the Capitol. Like, let's every state has
changed
had remarkable Americans who've done incredible things. So let's honor some other people.
And they don't have to all be black either. This is not about honoring just because they're black. It's honoring because they've done
that.
Something.
No,
I know you didn't.
People.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to get people to focus a little bit more on the value of everybody, regardless of the color of their skin. I think I've said and made it a point that we've gone a little too far at the moment, just paying attention to black and the Black Lives Matter movement. It's important, it's justified, but there are a lot of good things being done by lots of people and have been done, so we need to acknowledge all of them. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. Royal Caribbean has announced a new rule. It's pretty clever, actually. If you're unvaccinated and you want to take a trip, help yourself. The only problem is you will have to have a certificate of insurance from your health insurer that will cover the costs related to anybody getting sick on the ship.
Good luck getting like that policy, right? People who have COVID, I mean, if you don't have health insurance and you have COVID and you have a bad case and you're in the hospital and or, God forbid, you're on a ventilator, I mean, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't know. That is very clever of Royal Caribbean
it
to
is.
Do that.
It is. It gets them off the
no
hook.
Because no one is going to get that policy.
No. but it sort of gets them off the hook. It's a typical lawyer stunt. That's what it is. Some lawyer for Royal Caribbean came up with this idea, and so here we go. Let's try this. See what happens. Listen, trying things is the American way. Speaking of trying things, Richard Branson just cleared a huge hurdle trying to beat Jeff Bezos into suborbital space travel. The FAA has given Virgin Galactic the green light to fly passengers right now. They get the clear after the feds reviewed all the data from the test flight that was taken last month. The review confirmed the flight performed well. So now the FAA licensed him. That's an interesting thing. Space flight licensed by the FAA. Wrap your head around that when you get on a plane to go someplace this summer. I think it should be noted that there were reports that Branson was going to be traveling on one of his rocket flights this weekend. But they haven't said anything, pretty much. That's the bottom line. So it could be or couldn't. You know, it may happen, may not happen. So if to review, the test flight that was done last month, it was the third crew space flight, the first one from the New Mexico spaceport. It went up to Mach 3, which is three times the speed of sound, 2,400 miles an hour, and stayed up for, 22 minutes, 24 minutes, something like that, and came back again. So now Branson wants to be one of the three that goes up. He didn't sell a seat, though, in his. It was Bezos that sold the seat, right? For $1 million.
Yes.
I don't think Branson sold any. So who are the people that are going up with him? Because there's three seats. So was there a choice?
I don't know
yet. Happened,
I don't know
it's escaped.
Yeah, I don't know if he has sold those seats or if he is taking friends. I don't know.
Branson is not lustful for money like Bezos is. And I don't even know whether Elon Musk sell the seats in his. There's three of these guys doing this. There's Bezos, and they're all egomaniacs. Except Branson is a cool, calm, collected egomaniac. Whereas Bezos is, it's all about me. He's got to be
like of any of them.
Leo.
I would definitely, if I could have dinner with one of
Branson,
them, it would totally be Branson.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've read his books. I think he's just his approach to management, his approach to how he treats his employees. He's really remarkable. I'm happy that he's gotten this license now because this is a really big deal for him.
Oh yeah, this is big. I spent an hour with him in a studio interviewing him a number of years ago. And he was very, very intense. He was during the commercials. He was noticeably like he was fidgety. And as soon as I said, "Thank you, Mr. Branson," out the door and on to the next thing. And it was there's no casual conversation with him. It's next. What's next? What's next is a $40 million settlement in a lawsuit against a vaping company. We'll talk about that after this here on the DJV Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, for those of you who are vapers, I didn't say you have vape. Well, I suppose vapers, people who vape are vapers, right? Is that
sure?
What else could you? Mm-hmm. If you, but what else? How else could you use the term vapor? Vaporize, spelled differently. Anyway, North Carolina announcing a $40 million settlement in a lawsuit against Juul. Now, this has been going on. This is what I like, frankly, in terms of finding out what happens. Oftentimes you hear us tell a story or you hear it in the news media or you hear it someplace. Okay, this is what's happening, blah, 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 blah. And then you never hear the results. Somebody's suing somebody for something or something bad is happening, but you don't ever get the end. What happened? What happened? It just goes away. So in this case, the Attorney General of North Carolina, Josh Stein, this week announcing a settlement with Juul Labs. It's the first hold Juul accountable win. North Carolina's first state to sue Juul a couple of years ago, alleging they unlawfully marketed and sold their crap to young people, and that's exactly what they did. Nine other states have followed suit. They haven't been decided yet, but the court ruled the company should be subject to the most extreme sanctions that the state attorneys had requested. Let's see here. The e-cigarette company has to pay $13 million in 30 days. Rest of the money is paid within a six-year period. I mean, that's nothing for these people. This is no big deal.
But this kind of made me raise the question that you've asked before about other stories like this. Where does the money go?
Yeah. That's a good question. Where do we ever get an answer to that question?
I don't know, because there are young kids who are, you know, who I've heard horrific stories that they're in the hospital,
yeah.
And like some of them need lung transplants, and they're not even 21, 22 years old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, does it go to medical bills? Is it free treatment? I don't know. I would hope that something, it's not just a slush fund, right?
Like lottery. But that's the other side of what I just said a few minutes ago. The rest of the story, like Paul Harvey used to have the rest of the story, this is part of the rest of the story. The first part of the story was Juul selling this crap to kids. Then the second part is them being held accountable for what the damage is to the kids. The third is the settlement the third is the lawsuit. Then the fourth is the settlement. And then fifth, what's going to be done with the money? So we have an answer to 1 through 4, but we don't have an answer to 5. What's going to be done with the money? And are they told not to advertise anymore? These things are illegal now, pretty much anyway. Aren't they? Vaping everywhere?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Stores. Really?
Depends on the store. Or, I mean, the state. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Banks joins us now with an overview, astrologically speaking, of what's happening. Boy, that moon has been something else this past week since last time we talked. You predicted that it would be what it turned out to be, and that was pretty influential. It looked, is it heavy? It didn't look heavy. It didn't seem heavy. We're out of one retrograde into another. Does the moon influence any of that? And maybe we need to speak in English because people say, huh? What's all this about? What are you talking about?
Does represent emotions. So the moon is our emotional state. It moves very quickly from sign to sign, and we're left in the throes of what we feel day to day. Of course, today it's conjunct Jupiter, so it's a real good feel-good day. We've got a new moon coming up in Cancer, second week in July, July 9, and that's really going to start to have us focus. The new moon is a new beginning, and we're going to be able to focus on the Cancerian properties of the chart, which is home, self-nurturing, inside, outside nurturing. You know, what are you doing with your body? What are you putting in your body? Like your last guest was talking about. And what is your circle of friendships and family, which becomes all very important when that moon goes new in Cancer in July, on July 9. It's also about taking stock of, you know, like, what do you want? New moon, new beginning, starting over. You know, we don't get that, but we can sort of reset more often than I think people do, Doug. Like, really look at what am I doing and how can I maybe do something different?
That's maybe, is that like setting intentions? Is that what that is all about? If you take, see, a lot of people will take the time to do this, and other people just kind of live by the bootstraps. It's kind of a grab-ass mentality, if you'll pardon the expression, that we all live our lives moment. Yes, right. We live our moments out. We live moment to moment. and we don't seem to plan particularly well, and that may be part of why we get ourselves into jams, right? We don't think ahead necessarily, and I've always confused as sort of an anecdotal aside here. I forget when Gemini and Cancer, those are the only two signs that I really confuse as to when is Cancer, what's the month of Cancer, and what's the month of Gemini. I always twist them around so that I have them out of order. And I right now I'm thinking to myself, okay, June is Cancer and July is Gemini. But
June, you're doing it again. So June, June is a Gemini. Just think of Gemini or something.
So in terms of living one's life, I place a lot of emphasis, frankly, on my astrological chart information. You have given me information I get from other sources. Every day I want to know what my daily horoscope suggests. But I find it confusing, and it can be. It's a great tool, but it also can be a great distraction because there is something every day that I confront. And I think most people are the same way. Back to the grab-ass moments in our lives. Using the stars, using astrology, taking your advice. How many people actually, when they do come to you, do you really feel that everybody takes your advice?
I offer the gift of change, which a lot of people don't like because they've got to see what choices they've been making and what future choices they could make. And basically, you have the choice of knowing what's coming planetarily and applying that to your life on a daily basis. I knew last year that was a bad year to meet somebody. And now I've just recently met someone, and now is the year. And, oh, my God, the difference in the feeling night and day of this person I've met now versus the person I met before.
Right.
You can't put chemistry in a bottle. You can't put lightning in a bottle, right? It's just right there. And so, heck, who wouldn't want to know? I mean, J.P. Morgan Chase knew when to make a move financially. They built the Hoover Dam using astrology. Some of your greatest, Einstein believed in it, even though that's been debated with some friends of mine. But all you have to understand is whatever you excel in and you put your mind to understanding, like if you take the time to know what your ascendant is, then you're going to know how you appear to other people. Like you're a Capricorn. You've got a Pisces ascendant, and you don't know why people think you're kind of wishy-washy or dreamy, and so you never get to put the correction in to play more into your Capricorn in a career, and then bring out the Pisces ascendant romantically and when you're home and, putting music on and being that Neptune thing.
If you want a good reading, you want something really good and solid, Laura Banks, the person to check with, go to stargalnetwork.com, stargalnetwork.com. Doug Steffen here with Laura Banks.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.